Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? It's swell to have a stiffy, it's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy or your cock. You can wrap it up in ribbons, you can slip it in your sock. But don't take it out in public or they will stick you in the dock. And you won't come a bag. Oh, thank you very much.
What is up? What is up? Zoe Nightingale is here. Coming up on my fifth favorite podcast of all time is the one, the only, Soraya Dubois. Now, this woman created the craziest job for herself I have ever heard of. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's incredibly gorgeous. And what does she do? She takes pictures of dicks. Beautiful, artistic, comedy-forward pictures of dicks. And I got to spend a couple hours with her a couple years ago, and you'll never believe the things that she does. So without further ado, I present the one, the only, Soraya Dubois, the Dicture Gallery Dick Pic Professional. How are you doing, pregnant girl?
Yeah.
I must tell you, as someone who generally doesn't need to see dick, it's amazing that you can take something I find so generally repugnant and make it into something so incredibly charming.
It's a dick rebrand. First and foremost, I wanted to shed light on this social phenomenon that we've been sort of ignoring for the last many years.
Dick pics.
Dick pics. Like, how is this okay? How are we doing this? Why do men send pictures of their genitals to women and other guys before they even say hello or shortly after or after one date? Like, why does this happen?
Is Maybe it because you're so hot? Maybe this is your own fault.
There's no...
Try being less hot. I don't think I've gotten that many dick pics in my life. I don't think so.
I've asked a lot of women about...
bitches are getting dick pics all the time.
Everybody's getting dick pics.
I'm going to take your word on this, girl. This might be a personal problem.
There's a lot of dick pics swimming around.
Cut your hair off and flatten your tits and see how many dick pics you get. It's fine. I challenge you. But either way, I think it's a valid point. When did the dick... What was the first dick pic? Who do you think was the one who started this generational trend?
It was probably some asshole with a BlackBerry.
As they always are. Yeah. But now they're all assholes with iPhones. You can't even tell them apart anymore. Yeah.
I wanted to shed light on this and have a conversation about it. And I wanted to make fun of this concept a little bit. And, you know, through comedy, you could start to have a different kind of conversation. There's a quote that really sinks in for me. And it says, through the alchemy of laughter, walls turn into windows.
That's really good.
A lot of comedians speak the truth through comedy. And I thought by breaking down some of these walls and making people laugh, then we can have a more of a serious conversation. So first of all, guys, what the fuck are you doing?
It's true. We don't want to see your little itty bitty dicks.
Like, what are you doing? Like, put it away. Don't send it to me.
Or at least wipe your smegma off.
Or just wait till we have sex. Let me ask for it. It's like, you know when you're making out with a guy and he whips his dick out? And it's like, you're supposed to let me.
No, that's never happened to me. Again, this is the personal problem. Your mom raised you poorly. You're
right. Twice. I grew up in Toronto.
Canadians?
Yeah.
Canadian Iranians are the ones that are disgusting?
They weren't Iranian.
Oh.
I don't really like Iranian guys.
Oh, so your family is like relaxed.
I mean, people often ask me, like, what does your family think about this whole like dick thing? Like, what about the Iranian community? What do they think of this dick thing? And I'm like, well, I married an Israeli Jew, so this dick thing is child's play.
How could you do this to us? I just don't. Do you think it's not a commentary for you against your culture as well? Because it seems also maybe. Yeah.
I think that this would have never gotten as big as it has if I was a gay German dude from Berlin doing the same pictures, same quality.
Well, that's true, but I gotta tell you, the quality of the work might stand on its own. And the puns are so strong that it's possible that even a very funny gay guy from Berlin could make this
happen. You get some attention, but I think people are more shocked because they're like, check out this woman, Middle Eastern woman.
That's true, They're just checking all the boxes for you.
Yeah, like making fun of men was one aspect of it. The other aspect was, let's stop saying that you have to be a slut to enjoy a penis or, you know, like I'm not the kind of girl to get a dick pic, that kind of thing. And I feel like I wanted to take away a little bit of the slut shaming with some comedy.
Okay.
My husband and I were long distance for a while and he sent me all kinds of dick pics and dick video. And
is that where you got the idea for this? You're like, I wish that his dick had a little hat on it. You just got bored of the constant dick barrage from your long distance boyfriend. Like, you know what? I see a business opportunity here.
No, it actually happened before him and I even started dating.
Can I help recruit for you?
Please. Can you please help me recruit some ethnic dick?
Yes.
Some uncircumcised dick?
I
as well as two gay guys who would fluff each other and be in the same shoot.
You can't find that? You're in New York City, you lazy bums, because you're pregnant. You're just lazy. You can't find two gay guys to get their dicks dressed up like in trade? Like, come on.
It's like the easiest issue has been?
What?
They don't want to get sexual in front of a straight woman.
What? That's crazy.
I'm telling you.
That makes no sense.
They're like, why don't you get a hot gay assistant and we'll talk about it.
First of all, what you're saying makes no sense. You just haven't found the right gay guys. I know gay guys that will suck each other off in front of hobos. Like, they don't give a shit.
I gotta meet some of those gay guys. Please introduce me.
How do you have this line of work and not have the ability to find black and gay dick to shoot? That seems like the easiest sell.
You and me go
to Harlem on a Sunday. We will get dressed up. We will go to church. I will find you 25 guys ready to fucking shoot that day.
Oh my God.
Probably
churchgoers?
To be honest.
Churchgoers will not.
You are wrong.
Religious people do not like my project.
Religious people are the biggest closet freaks of all time.
Really?
Oh my God.
You know what? I'm new to New York. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I would like to take this upon myself to help you find ethnic dick. I'm going to take this as a personal pledge to help the colored dicks of the world have more spotlight.
Oh my God. You could be like the Dixture Gallery casting director.
Nothing would make me happy.
I'll make you some business cards.
Oh my God. I'm getting a little excited. I can almost imagine me at the casting table. Oh my God. It's so good. I'm in.
Another aspect of this is genital acceptance.
Right.
I want to show penis variety. So guys look at this and think, you know what? Mine kind of looks like that. And it's totally fucking normal.
Interesting. So I wonder why you picked you're like a crusader for men's genitals rights.
At the same time, I'm making fun of them for this dumb shit that they're doing.
Yeah, no,
you
it's
know?
Really, it's really, like, it's really brilliant.
It's like a high five and a slap at the same time. How the fuck is someone making money off this shit? It takes a lot of preparation and dedication to collect all this stuff, find the models, find the fluffers, set up the shoot, buy the camera equipment, find manufacturers who will put dick on things, and their unions would allow this kind of artwork to be printed and the employees to package this kind of shit up. Because, like, I have, like, mugs and calendars and, like, all kinds of different things. And I was rejected by, like, 90% of the manufacturers that I went to.
This is obviously a means, you love this, but this is a means to a higher end goal.
Yeah, I'm not going to be at every single photo shoot. I will always collect costumes, but I think I'll start to hire out photographers.
Franchise, dick pic franchise.
Not necessarily. I'm still going to like own the whole thing, but I'm going to hire photographers to do the photo shoots for me. And I feel like I would like to work with existing, established, maybe famous photographers, like Dixture Gallery by David LaChapelle. Let's see what he could do.
Amazing.
Like, let's see what he could do with this concept. I'll provide all the costumes and all that stuff, but I would like to see how he would shoot it. And so,
who are your favorite photographers? Like, who inspires you?
I don't really know that many photographers. Like, I know David LaChapelle because I love his work and I've seen it in New York. But I'm new to photography. Like, I wasn't...
You are killing it.
I'm not, like, a seasoned photographer. I didn't really own a Canon before I thought of this idea. I have no
idea.
What
did you do before this? Before 2013, what were you doing?
I worked in advertising for 10 years.
Ah, see, that's why you've got a good eye for this.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Yeah. So there's no vagina shoots in your future.
I mean, I want to leave that to the vagina fans, you know? Like, I love women, but, like, I don't want to get up close to, like, vaginas. And, like, vaginas are so serious, too. Like...
But don't you think that's why you should maybe double down on it? Because you yourself are a comedian and silly at heart. Maybe you should go after the thing that brings your heart a little bit of, like, pause.
I don't know. They're just so serious. Like, I could see two vaginas, like, sipping tea. But, like, I think I just want to, like, be the best dick photographer that there is.
At PTA meetings, for instance, in New Jersey with your beautiful little like mixed race daughters and be like, hey, you know, like, what are you going to say to the moms when they ask you what you do?
People ask me what I do all the time. I say, I'm an artist. Then they say, what type of art do you do? And I say, photography. And then sometimes it just ends there and people aren't really interested in asking more. But sometimes they'll pry and be like, what kind of photography? And I say, nudes.
Oh, interesting that nudes has more social acceptance than...
Yeah, and then they say, what kind of nudes? And I say, male
specifically
nudes.
Specifically dick.
Male nudes, specifically penises. And then they're like, oh my God.
Has anyone ever sent you pictures of their vaginas?
No.
Never. You never had one clit pic?
No.
Have you ever had a woman ask you to take her clit pic?
No.
Have you ever sent a picture of your clit to anyone?
I mean, I told you I was long distance with my husband for a bit. That's how we keep it hot.
Were you good at taking a picture of your vagina? Because honestly, I've tried. It is almost impossible to take a picture of your own vagina because you look stupid at it. You're like, you're trying to do it like this and it just, the lighting is never good.
The best is to do like the bend over and do it from behind.
Does your mother love what you do?
Yeah, she's really proud of
you. Send her pictures? Like, look at this dick, mom.
I don't like blow up her phone with dick pics, but she's seen photos and she's really proud of me for having the guts to go through with it and for having taken it this far.
For sure.
And she's really pleased with the international reception of the whole thing. And she's really proud that I could make so many people laugh.
The thing you've created is so, it's like Hydra. It's like many heads. It's like, yeah. You know, any way you shift it, it just moves around.
Many
like,
heads.
Like in high school, I'm like laughing at dick jokes like little kids. So I'm sitting here with who?
Ben.
Ben, and who are you?
I'm Soraya's husband.
Is that what you are now? That's you introduce yourself as the husband of Soraya?
Sometimes.
It wasn't always like that though, right? Yeah. You used to have a first name or like an identity.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that a long time ago?
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago before your
hot ass wife went viral.
Yeah.
So tell me, I imagine men would look at your wife and say like, I would never let my wife do that.
I'm sure some men say that. Maybe a lot of men say that.
What about your guy friends? When your guy friends found out what was happening, were like, come on, bro. You're gonna let your wife like look at dude's dicks all day?
Some of them, but most of my friends are of the liberal, open-minded.
Well, you're from here.
Born in Israel. But
oh, you're full Israeli.
Yes, and she's Iranian Muslim.
I know. You guys are like making change one baby at a time, yeah. one dick pic at a time. Well, I mentioned to her, I thought it'd be funny if for the first guy-on-guy dick pic we could do, if they dressed up like, you know, the Israeli prime minister and the Iranian.
Like a rabbi with a Palestinian.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
When she first came to you with this idea, what did you say?
I was a little bit shocked and I didn't know how to take it. And then I thought about it a little bit. And first of all, I thought it was hilarious. I thought the concept was really, really funny.
It's a strong concept.
And then I thought it was brilliant. Like the irony, and I got the undertone behind it. And I was supportive.
Now, if Jews think things are funny, they'll let you do whatever you want. You know, it's all in the name of comedy. So now that she's had so much success, I'm sure you thought like, this would be a really great way to make some money and a creative outlet for her. But I don't think you ever expected her ever to do this.
No, I don't even think she thought it would get this big.
So now what do you do with it? You're a good enterprising Israeli Jew. Yeah. Now you must be calling all your brothers and like, hey, we've got this business idea. Let's make t-shirts, coasters, posters. Who do we know? Does Uncle Mordechai still have that factory up in Tel Aviv? Yeah.
She's laughing because we just had a meeting with Shalom Cohen.
Duh. Who else?
My uncle's good friend.
He owns a printing press and a production company that's going to help you.
He's got manufacturing in Taiwan, and he introduced us to this person, that person. So like the wheels are in motion.
Yeah, the Israeli mind is a churning.
And if we move fulfillment to Ohio, we'll save 75%.
Of course. Why are you laughing? You'd be thankful that the Jews are here to make sure your business goes well and you save money. That's what we're here for. That's why you married him, right? Well, anyway, I can almost imagine how this worked. What are you going to tell your daughter? I asked her the same question. When do you start to talk to the parents of your daughter's best friends in the Jersey private school you sent them to with all the money from the dick pics?
You know what? That's going to filter out who we're friends with.
Quickly.
And that's okay with us.
That's true. You're putting like a really divisive line in the sand of like who's going to want to hang out with you.
Yeah. We're very like open and direct people. You know, if people don't want to be friends with us because of that, that's okay. And, you know, people have been asking us recently, obviously, because she's pregnant, like, what are we going to tell daughter? I never really thought about that, but I always pictured myself being honest with my kids.
Yeah.
Whether it comes to drugs or sex.
But you always picture that. Then you have the kids. You're like, well, what the fuck am I really going to say? Like, yeah, okay.
So I guess
sorted lines of ecstasy off your mom's tits once. Like, you can't tell them that. Right. There's got to be a, you know, a cotton candy shell around it.
And I guess it'll be the test will come when our daughter's like, mommy, what's a dick pic?
Yeah. When she gets her first one on her little mobile phone at 3 years old.
What's Dick Sure Gallery?
Then what are you going to say?
don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Fair enough. I mean, that's how, you, as a parent, I guess that's how you do everything. What would you say to men? I mean, I think a lot of men have instances in their lives where their girlfriends are doing things that makes them uncomfortable, that challenges their masculinity, that makes them as a man question their moral values they grew up with, as opposed to like who they think they are. Because a lot of men, like, they think that they're like open-minded and they were raised in this woman society where they feel good. And then their girlfriend comes to them with something that feels like intrinsically wrong because it challenges them. And they're like kind of more conservative values that live deep inside of them.
Sure.
How do you tell men, like, what would you say to a man that's feeling like really threatened but wants to be a modern man? Like, how do you help?
It's a great question.
Yeah, what do you do?
And, you know, a lot of, not only Jewish men, but especially Jewish men grew up with strong women. There's a thing with a modern man today, which is like, how do I be respectful and sensitive, but still not be a pussy? Right. And so I would
and still have good sex. That is the other question. The three. How do you fuck with passion, treat her with gentleness, hope that you don't have manners?
This is the question of the modern man.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, I would say try to look and see what's really challenging you. Because if your woman's coming to you and be like, look, I'm getting into porn, you don't have to be sensitive and respectful if it doesn't really work for you.
But let's say your super hot new wife says, hey, I'm going to spend my working days looking at other men's genitals. That is the exclusive. Where my work is going to lie.
It's got a jacket on it.
That makes it better?
It does.
Lipstick on a pig. You heard this expression? It's still a pig.
Yeah. You know what it is? First of all, there is an artistic slant to it. And there's just a level of trust there where I'm not for a moment concerned.
Oh, never that she'd cheat on you. But doesn't it just like, if you're like at your office making all the money and counting all the Jew gold and like, you know, and like, you know, whatever it is that, you know, finance Jews do all day, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you think in your mind, like, what's my wife doing? And then like a little flash in your head is like, she's in a room with people with their penises out, you know, adjusting lighting. It doesn't bother you at all.
No.
Amazing. Picked the right man for you. You did it. Your relationship makes me so happy. Because you guys are really happy. It's very rare I see very happy couples. Do you see happy couples?
Rarely.
Right?
Yeah.
With people with kids, you see happy people with kids? I do not.
It's rare.
No. You gotta choose each other.
Choose your choice.
You can't just like end up together and you're like, fuck, like I guess we're doing
this.
Or
we've been together 3 years, we might as well.
But you didn't meet on Tinder. You met like through friends or like through like a bar or something. You're like normal, right?
No, we were taking the same course together.
Always courses, like classes, like telling you this Tinder shit doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
No.
Well, it works for sex if you want that.
Fair enough. It does work. Well, that doesn't work for sex. It doesn't work.
And okay. Through your work and through your hobbies, you will meet other people that are into your stuff.
Aren't you just full of information? So going to the Meatpacking District every Saturday night and looking like going out with guys who have, you know, bottle service and sparklers is not the way to meet my husband.
Don't go after the shiny ones.
It's good for fun.
Those are the shiny ones. Don't go after
them. I've been in a nightclub in 7 years. I'm just joking. So I guess really for you, like, I have so much respect for you. Like, what she's doing, like, I get what she's doing, but to be the partner of this,
good partnership.
Takes a lot of guts.
So you couldn't have done any of this without him.
Well, of course not.
Every step of the way, I was like, I want to do this. What do you think? Every outfit that I buy, I'm
how
like,
how many dicks are you looking at on a daily basis? Is she texting you dick pics all day?
He had a really good term for it. It's called dick fatigue.
Somehow gay guys never get that.
I love his creative perspective. Like, he's really brilliant. And
you never know you'd have a creative perspective on different kinds of dicks.
I had no idea.
You never thought that, did you? And then the burning last question we all would have is, where is his dick pic?
You know, he does try on stuff. And, you know,
you're the model. Well, you're the preliminary model when the doll clothes
come
in. You
don't need a mannequin if you got a husband.
But
do you fluff him? The dick doesn't suck himself. Oh my God, it's an amazing, like, she always has to suck your dick to try on the clothes. I see now why you like this job. Even when you're
great
married.
Benefits.
Great. Well, the benefits are the dick sucking, yay. The constant random dudes dick photos, nay. Yeah. But I guess she's got a great
dick dynasty in the business behind
it. Yeah. Oh my God. You can tell your daughter this is a house the dick dynasty built.
Right.
How do we find your work? Let's do some promo stuff for you. Like, where is all your stuff?
So my website is dictionarygallery.com. So it's picture with a D. My Twitter handle and my Instagram is dictionarygallery as well. And you can find me on Facebook, Soraya Dulbaz, dictionarygallery.
You have had a very multi-layered life. This has been such a pleasure. I am such a fan of you, and I will be your casting agent.
Oh my God, I look forward to
being with you. I look forward to it. Oh my God. I I want to thank the one and only Soraya Duvaz for letting me into her home almost 7 years ago to share her story with me. She now has 2 children. She is politically active and she is working on amazing things to help women all over the world have better lives. So Soraya, wherever you are in the world, I send you the biggest fucking hug. I fucking love you. You can find all of her work at Dicture, DICTURE.com. I'll have all the rest of her links in the notes section of my podcast. As for me, I just turned 39, and I gotta tell you, I could not be more grateful. I just can't believe that my life has turned around this drastically. So if you are struggling and if you are having a hard time, I promise you, it gets better. Put one foot in front of the other, put your head down and do the work and believe that you are strong enough to overcome whatever the fuck is going on with you. And if you're lonely and you want someone to talk to, message me. You can always reach me at genuinelyfalse@gmail.com on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale. You can subscribe to my Patreon at Oral Fixation TV, where all of your dollars and all of your shekels goes to helping my mother sleep at night, knowing that all of her daughter's private parts aren't being sold for $5 a month on OnlyFans. I'm doing it for you, Mom. I send you all the love that I have in my rapidly aging heart. And wherever you are, I hope you take a little bit more time to think about the dick pics and the clip pics you're sending out. Get some lighting, get some little clothing, make it funny. Have the best night ever, guys.